You're with SBS Radio.
It would be a major turning point in the conflict. Kherson is the only regional capital of Ukraine the Russians have captured since the February invasion. Russia is already evacuating civilians to the east bank of the Dnipro River. Kherson residents on a bus traveling through their city, which has been under Russian occupation since March, could be heard cheering as they passed a now abandoned Russian checkpoint. In the city center, the Russian flag is no longer flying over the headquarters of the Moscow-appointed administration, which locals want to believe is a sign of Russian withdrawal. But it could also be disinformation designed to lure in Ukrainian forces. Kiev suspects it might be the case, as the Russian flag remains above the Naval Academy. Still, Russian-installed authorities are urging civilians to flee. Western officials believe it's likely Russian commanders have now left Kherson, with newly mobilized personnel being sent in. U.S. military chiefs say they think Ukraine have the capability to retake the strategically important city. The U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said so.
We've seen them engage in a very methodical but effective effort to take back their sovereign territory. I think you'll see them continue to press until they secure the territory on the west side of the river. So to answer your question, I do think they have the capability.
The loss of Kherson would be a further blow to Russian morale, and NATO is warning setbacks on the battlefield often led to greater targeting of Ukraine's civilian infrastructure. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg speaking.
President Putin is failing in Ukraine, but he is responding with more brutality. In recent weeks, we have seen dozens of drone and missile strikes across Ukraine, including on critical infrastructure, cruelly and deliberately depriving Ukrainian civilians of heating, water and electricity at the outset of winter.
Brutality is nothing new in this war, but the extent of it is still being revealed. Newly released footage shows Russian forces arriving in Bucha, north of Kiev, in March. Another camera captured troops rounding up civilians. One of them, who had been volunteering at a Ukrainian checkpoint, says he was beaten and tortured before Russian soldiers opened fire on him and others. Oleksiy Sergeyev, head of the Analytical Support and Operational Response Department of the National Police of Ukraine, explains.
Since the beginning of the deoccupation measures, the police in the Donetsk, Kharkiv and Kherson regions have found the bodies of 868 civilians, of which 24 are children. Just yesterday, the bodies of 14 people were found in the mentioned regions, which is another confirmation of the fact that Russia is actually committing genocide against the Ukrainian people.
Intercepted phone calls from Russian troops suggest the targeting of civilians was coordinated. In one communication, a soldier said, "We have the order, it does not matter whether they are civilians or not, kill everyone." Another intercepted communication shows a Russian soldier was distressed by the killing of innocents, saying, "Hide the weapons from me, I think I'm going crazy, I've already killed so many civilians." Authorities in Bucha say they recovered the bodies of more than 450 men, women and children killed during just 1 month of Russian occupation. Julien Heuillet, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts from.